Hey, greetings, this is Brother James, don'tperish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, want to come to you today. I want to bring a topic. It's important, not talked about very often. Reputation. How's yours? Reputation. How is yours? Yeah, I want to talk about this. It's ignored. Not too many people discuss this from a biblical standpoint. Let's talk about it. And we'll get to God's Word and pull truth from the Holy Scriptures. You know, a person can have no reputation. A person can have a good godly reputation. A person can have a bad and sinful reputation. I guess you could have a questionable reputation where people don't know which way or the other you are. We need to ask ourselves, hey, how is mine, Brother James' reputation? How is your reputation? This goes along with testing and examining ourselves. Amen. Now, recently I was reminded of my own current reputation just yesterday. And that experience I had made me ponder back to when I was a youth. And I remember a time, a season of my life when I was recognized for some stealing, some thievery I did. Yeah, it was not a good thing. I never forgot that. And then later as a grown man, I remember I was always recognized as a pride-filled, partying, fighting, rowdy person. Yeah. Neither of these were a good reputation or a holy way for a man. My reputation was wicked. No doubt about it. The worst of the worst. But you know what? I'm here to report by the grace and the truth and the Spirit and the Word of God via the gospel. Today, I'm a changed man, and I strive daily for a reputation that honors my King, Christ, my Messiah. Let me finish this story. So just yesterday, I was reminded of my current reputation. A man saw our van, and I was under the hood checking the oil, and he stopped and asked if we needed help, and I said, oh no, we're fine. And I went to offer him a gospel card, and he smiled and he said, I already got one. And I said, you already got one? He said, yeah. He said, I remember you. You gave me one at a street festival you were preaching at a couple weeks ago. He smiled and he went on his way. Huh. That was kind of interesting. He knew about me from our street preaching ministry. So I guess my reputation went before me with that man. And then about 2 hours later, that same day, God was sending me a message. Maybe he wanted me to do this teaching. A young man, about 18 years old, I was in a store walking by, and I saw him staring at me, and he walked right up to me, and he said, do I know you? And I said, do we know each other? And he said, oh yeah, remember now. He said, you preached the gospel to me when I worked at this part store. And he thanked me. And he said, you know what? Your words about the false American church system caused me to go much deeper into the scriptures. And he thanked me. Once again, it seemed like my reputation went before me on that day. And to this I say, glory to God. I tell you those not to lift me up. Oh no. I tell you those to glorify God, as I would be the same wicked, thievery, filled, prideful, fighting man that I was without Christ. So all the glory to God. So my reputation with those two men was good and God-honoring. It had improved. Praise God for that. But I have to be honest, in truth, just like my master Jesus, my reputation with false teachers, church folks, it's bad. Why? Well, because they hate the gospel truth that I preach, and they often lie about me. But I say, so be it. Consider the source, right? If a liar lies about you, consider the source. Jesus said it would be so. You'll be hated for his namesake. So just wanted to tell you that story, how my reputation from way back and then my more recent reputation kind of got me thinking about reputation. And as usual, God's word always speaks on this. So let's extract it and let's learn from it. Let's read some scripture. Proverbs 22:1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. So here, this explains reputation, right? A good name. That means what people know of you. Reputation, right? What people know of you. You're good and godly. You're wicked and you're lying. Or they know nothing of you. Yeah, your reputation could be, hey, I know nothing of that guy. So Proverbs 22 talks about a good name. Better than riches. Yeah. Ecclesiastes 7:1. A good name is better than the precious ointment, and the day of death than the day of one's birth. Now, that's an interesting verse right there. Again, a good name. It's a good thing to have for the glory of God. Philippians 2:7. But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. So this verse is talking about Christ, who was fully God, fully man, but he came of no reputation to lower himself, to humble himself, to come and die for us, to shed his blood for the forgiveness of sins. It's quite a reputation to have, is it not? How about 1 Peter 2:12? Having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So there you go. Peter says, have a good reputation so these people won't be able to speak evil of you. Goes along with what Jesus said, be ye perfect as our Father in heaven is perfect, Matthew 5:48. How about Matthew 5:16? Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Okay, right there. Why do we want to have a good reputation? The main reason we want to have a good reputation, it glorifies our Father in heaven. The second reason would be it's a good witness to our brothers and sisters, and it edifies and encourages them in the faith. Third reason would be it helps us with our witness and people around us. All good reasons to want to have a good reputation. Oh, it's not about pride. It's not about lifting up me. It's not about all people thinking I'm great. It's about glorifying God, edifying my brothers and sisters with a good witness, and reaching the lost. That's what it's all about. How about 1 Timothy 3:7? Moreover, talking about elders here, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. So, right here, you want to be a leader, a teacher, you're supposed to have a good reputation with people outside the body of Christ. Why? You're going to smear God's name if you're a thief, if you're a liar, if you're an adulterer, you're wicked. You're going to smear God's name. No, you must be above reproach. Proverbs 10:7. And the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. Ow, that one really stands out, doesn't it? The memory of the just. So if someone's just and you remember them, wow, he was a just and righteous man. But the wicked, right? The mass murderers, people that do lots of sin, people that remember those that keep sin, the name, they're wicked, the name of the wicked shall rot. Now, speaking of wicked, let me take a little break here from scripture and then we'll get back to it. I had a short exchange with a man just today claiming to be an evangelist and a street preacher of God since 2008 when he says he was born again. But by his own admission, I found out in 2018 he was arrested for selling and doing drugs. He went up for a felony. And then he admitted he's still been doing drugs as of March 2022. So many, many years, over a decade after he says he was born again, still involved in the drug trade, all along claiming God, claiming salvation, and even worse, trying to be an evangelist to others. Yeah, this man has a evil, wicked reputation ongoing. He's a stain on Christ's name. It should not be so of his holy people, especially leaders, teachers, evangelists. Oh, I know we can all choose sin, fall into sin, but to live in a pattern of sin, willful sin like drug abuse, and then to try to be an evangelist? Oh no. The grace of God does not cover sin that you will not forsake. That is not how you end up with a godly reputation living in sin. No, no. It cannot be so. I tried to warn this man. He rejected me for his easy, he rejected the gospel for his easy believe, greasy grace gospel that cannot save him. Hey, let's get back to scripture. Acts 16:2, which was well reported of by the brethren that were in Lystra and Iconium. All right, so there was a good report here, right? We see that a lot in the New Testament. Paul said, hey, I speak for that man. Barnabas spoke up for Paul. Getting a good report from someone. You know a brother and he works hard and he strives and he's honest. You give him a good report, right? It's called a reference. You go to get a job and people say, do you have any references? That's someone that will speak well of you because why? You have a good reputation. Amen? Philippians 4:5. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand, right? There you go. Let your life, your ways be known unto all men. How about Revelation 3:1? And unto the angel in the church of Sardis write, these things saith he that hath the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. I know thy works, that thou hast a name, that thou livest and art dead. All right, let's talk about this. This is Jesus talking here. You know what? What's our reputation with God? You know, man, he only sees our life, can't see our heart, can't see our thoughts, can't see what we do alone when we're alone, can't see all of those things. God sees the hidden manner of the heart. God sees everything. What's your reputation before God? That should be the ultimate reputation you're striving for. Yep, you can be forgiven and cleansed and washed clean. I know it. It's happened to me. Glory to God. But our ongoing reputation with God, are we trampling the blood of Christ? Are we living in willful sin? Or are we diligent and striving and repenting and seeking righteousness with all that we are? Something to consider, right? Matthew 7:17, Jesus again. Even so, every good tree bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. Hey, a tree has a reputation, right? If you're a good and godly and holy tree, what's most all of your fruit going to be? Good, godly, and holy. If you're a wicked, evil, corrupt tree, what's your fruit going to be? Wicked, evil, and corrupt. What's your reputation as a tree? Yeah, that certainly has something to say about your relationship with to the truth, your covenant walk with God. How you doing at that, saints? Something to consider. Acts 17:10 and 11. I like this one. And the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night into Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Wow, what a reputation to have. They were more noble, and they searched the scriptures to see that which was true. We all should have that kind of reputation. People should say, those people search the scriptures. Those people are noble. Those people love truth. It says in Acts, they had a readiness of mind. It says it right there. Acts 17:10, 11. Verse 11. They had a readiness of mind. Do you want to have that kind of reputation? You know, I'm sad to say, most people in America and around the world, the Christians that I talk to, they do not have a readiness of mind for the truth. They do not test for all truth. Their reputation is very, very, very poor and questionable. What kind of reputation should we have, saints, for the glory of our God? 1 Peter 2:11 and 12. Dearly beloved, I beseech you. I'm at a truck stop. I hope you can hear me. Trucks are flying by me. Dear beloved, I beseech you as strangers and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts, which war against the soul, having your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may by your good works, which they see, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. Hey, isn't that awesome? Right there, what is he telling us? That we should make sure we should make sure that our reputation, our conversation among the Gentiles should not be of an evil doer. This is why we walk in holiness and obedience, because of what Christ has done in us. Our faith, a saving faith, produces holiness and obedience, which produces what? A godly reputation. 1 Corinthians 4:1. Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ, the stewards of the mysteries of God. Yeah, Paul's saying, you know what? They should know us as ministers of Christ and have a good reputation before them. Proverbs 20, verse 11. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. Look at that. Even a child. Imagine that. Adults don't want to strive to have a good reputation, but the Bible says that even a child that isn't mature and grown, doesn't have all of his discernment or experience, he's known by his doings, whether his works be pure or whether it be right. Hey, what should we men of God be if children are supposed to be in a good example and have a good reputation? What are we men of God supposed to be? Yeah, something to consider. You ladies too as well. 2 Corinthians 6, 3 and 4. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, but in all things approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. I like that. Giving no offense in anything. Again, sounds like walking in perfection. Right? Sounds like being righteous in our works and our life for the glory of God. I love that. Lots of scripture on reputation in the Word of God. Let all of us, those who claim Christ's name, ponder our reputation for our King. Ask yourself, do you have a reputation? Are you known by anyone as a Christian? Do you have a good reputation because you're faithful, you're holy, you share the gospel? Do you have a bad reputation because you're sloppy, you live in sin? Be honest with yourself. Ask yourself, so that you can make corrections for the glory of God. He'll cleanse you. He'll forgive you. Right? Sometimes the best reputation can be, I used to have the nastiest reputation. Now God gave me a new heart and a new mind. I have a striving and a love for Him and a love for my neighbor and a love for the truth. What a glorious reputation. That's kind of my reputation. I know my wife would tell you the same thing. She would say she had a wicked, evil, debased reputation. Now, people that know about her say, can you believe what happened to her? Now she's serving Christ in holiness and she has a totally different reputation. Glory to God. I've seen that happen in her life and in other saints that we know. It's a glorious thing. Now, we need to make note here. Keep this in mind. A good reputation takes time to establish. Yep, it doesn't happen overnight. But be careful, saints. You can destroy a good reputation very quickly with sin and false ways. Yeah, you can. Go ask Adam and Eve. Go ask Satan, who fell in pride. Go ask Ananias and Sapphira. Go ask Simon, who tried to buy the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Yeah, you can destroy your reputation really quick in sin and in false ways. So this matter of reputation, this certainly matters. Since we are the redeemed saints of the Most High, we're to serve Him with all that we are. It would make sense. We're to love Him with all that we are, heart, soul, mind, and strength. Matthew 22, right? It would make sense to have a reputation that fully honors Christ in all things. We just read the verse, in all things. Yes, I know people are going to say, but wait, Jesus died to save us from our sin. He cleanses us from our sin. Yeah, that's true. He will cleanse you from your sin if you repent, if you forsake it, if you're willing to walk in holiness. But what is very true is Christ expects us to live a righteous, holy life in a manner worthy of the Father. 2 Thessalonians 1:5. Paul says, which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that ye may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which ye also suffer. Yeah, you got to be worthy in how you live. You can't live any way you want. That's not keeping your part of the covenant, is it? God always has covenants. He does his part. Christ did his part perfectly. We must walk in our part of the covenant. And part of that is having a good, godly, holy reputation for the glory of our King. I hope this teaching makes you ponder your reputation. Go test yourself. I'm going to test myself every day. And let's all strive to live in holiness, righteousness, purity, truth. That alone is glorifying to the one who died, shed his blood for us, rose again, promises us new life. Because the Father sent him in great love to redeem us for his purpose. Part of that is to walk in a reputation that is glorifying, serving the purpose of God, building the kingdom of God with all that you are. Is that your goal today? I hope it is. Hey, I'm here to help you in that. That's what don'tperish.com is all about. Let me know I can help you. Check out the gospel at don'tperish.com and all the thousands of articles, audios, videos, sisters, blogs. We do it because we love God, we love our neighbor, we love our brothers and sisters, and you know what? We want to have a reputation to be known as people that seek the kingdom of God in righteousness, preaching Christ crucified everywhere we go. Hey, till next time, go out and have a glorious day. We love you all. Till next time. May God be praised.